Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of iRibe English Radio. Well, welcome to another episode of the program Viewpoints with me, Atta, the host of this program. With me in the studio are two guest speakers from the Islamic House of Qom, Sayyid Zain and Shaykh Rouhani. Shaykh Rouhani, assalamu alaikum, brother.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
And Sayyid Zain, assalamu alaikum to you.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Before starting the program, I would like to congratulate our Muslims, brothers and sisters all around the world on Eid al-Fitr, the Eid of the servitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the end of the holy month of Ramadan. For today's discussion, we want to talk about Eid al-Fitr in the light of leaders' words. So the first point that really, we can say, attracted me is that the Eid al-Fitr in the Supreme Leader's speech is a day of collective clinging to the rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Sayyid Zain. So what does it mean exactly?
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Being a collective is one of the commands that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he gives in the Quran. And you can see it in different places in Islam as well, that it's not a religion that, you know, focuses only on the individual. Unlike other religions where, you know, it's emphasized that a person, for example, goes and be by himself and, you know, contemplates and meditates and all these things. In Islam, it's very much so that spirituality and getting close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is linked together with the community.
Yes.
So now, clinging on to the rope of Allah, that's one of the commandments of Allah in the Quran.
That's right.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَوْدُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ وَعَتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَقُوا.
That's right.
That hold on together to the rope of Allah and do not separate, right? So it's not just that, you know, we're supposed to hold on to the rope of Allah.
Yes.
Right? Rather, togetherness is also emphasized twice, right?
Yes.
All together and do not separate in this verse.
Is the rope of Allah a symbol or a metaphor over here? What does it mean exactly?
Well, it has to be a metaphor, because if you take it literally, then it wouldn't make sense.
Because there is no rope to Allah.
Right.
Okay, Shaykh Rouhani, is it clear what is rope of Allah? Mihablullah, what does it mean?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. When we refer to the tafasir of the Holy Quran, particularly the narrative or narrational kind of tafasir in which the ayat of the Quran is explained by the hadith and traditions of the Ahl al-Bayt alayhim as-salatu as-salam, according to these ayat, the Holy Quran itself is one of these rope.
Yes.
It symbolizes that rope, that when you are connected with the Quran, the more you are connected with the Quran, it means that the more you are united, the more will be preserved, the more you will be protected.
Okay.
And the other best example of this rope is the Ahlul Bayt, alayhim as-salatu was-salam, that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that you have to stick, or let's say, refuge to this rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It means that you have to seek actually what we can say, connection, or let's say communication, obedience, following of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salatu wassalam. Because this way you will be protected, this way you will be getting closer and closer to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you will find the true teachings of Islam. That is why you will be saved, you will be guided into the right path by the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salatu was-salam. So what matters most here is this, that Muslim Ummah and nation must be united based on this ayah.
Very good.
And this unity can be achieved through different means. One of them is this holy month of Ramadan and fasting.
That's right.
In which all Muslims across the globe, they actually fast in this holy month. And they, for example, attend the congregational prayers.
That's
they,
right.
For example,
reciting the Holy Quran, helping
Quran,
the needy.
Exactly.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, breaking the fast with iftar, you know,
exactly.
The majalis over here and there. One of the
most
important
kind of unity,
commonalities between both
our
Shia and Sunni brethren all around the world. So it is really a spiritual collective, we can say, experience for both of them. It is also a kind of attention, isn't it? To, I do want to say, that's right, to what we experienced during 1 month. I mean, 1 month we had, we have been fasting, hunger and thirst was over there. So somehow we experienced, we can say, the hunger and thirst of the needy and the destitute all around the world, okay? So, and on that day, Zakat al-Fitr is over there, which is going to be usually spent for the needy. Mm-hmm. So all in all, we could say that the Eid itself is not a mere celebration. It's not a festive. It is something to get your attention to something, again, spiritual, mm-hmm. says it, isn't it?
Right. So there's a difference between celebration in, mm-hmm. Worldly matters and religious matters.
Yes.
Celebration in worldly matters is like, I like to give this as an example of it. It's like when the football player scores a goal and he goes and, he pumps his arms. And yeah. That's a celebration in terms of the world where a person says that, I did it. It was me.
Uh-huh.
The emphasis is on, me getting this blessing or whatever, right? Whereas the emphasis on, in religious festivities, it's not that, necessarily myself. It's more recognizing the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That it was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who, allowed us this, to be able to benefit from this blessed month.
Mm-hmm.
From the recitation of the Quran and the purification of the soul through fasting. And after this, it's again not a, celebration that I did it, but rather, thank to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He allowed us to be able to fast.
So you mean it is not an individual experience. It is, again, something collective, and your spiritual experience at the end of the month has to be shared with the other people too.
So part of it is that, yes, that emphasis on the collectiveness, but also part of it is also emphasis on not the individual himself, but rather mm-hmm. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
All right.
That it's a blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's not, celebrating the self, but celebrating Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His blessings.
Mm-hmm. Good. That's it. The Muslim's heart has to be as close as possible on Eid al-Fitr, Sheikh Rouhani. In fact, it is among the occasions from which the Islamic Ummah can benefit. And it has many, we can say, it is for, since it is for all Muslims all around the world, so they are after the same goal on Eid al-Fitr. So can you clarify for us what that goal is exactly? I mean, it is a goal at the end of a spiritual month, okay? So it is an end to a spiritual month. But again, I think it is preparing the ground for something new for all the Muslims around the world. What is that goal?
The main goal or the main objective of the life of mankind is introduced or explained as ibadah. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ.
Very good.
So this ibadah is the main objective of our creation, our lives, So if that is the case, then all these, programs that are presented by Islam to us, like fasting, prayers, hajj, or these kind of rituals that we perform in our lives, they are all actually completely in line with that main objective of life, that is ibadah, that is to worship Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then in this holy month of Ramadan, the best thing that we can achieve is the best ibadah or the best version of ibadah. The one who is the true worshipper of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is achieving the main objective of his life, that is introduced to him by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How? In ibadah, you purify yourself. The more you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more you purify yourself.
All right.
The more you purify yourself, the more you get close and closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is this closeness or nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the final and ultimate purpose of everyone's creation.
All right.
So that is why if the holy month of Ramadan can help us to achieve this nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we are successful.
Okay.
If not, if you are the same as at the beginning of the holy month of Ramadan and nothing be achieved in this holy month of Ramadan. So, of course, jurisprudentially, we, for example...
Yeah, we did something.
We did something.
Fast,
yeah, we did something.
We
may not
thirsty.
Be, for example, punished because of not fasting.
Okay.
But this spiritual aspect of this fasting is more significant and more important that
That's
every
right.
mu'min, every Muslim should check himself, test himself.
All right.
That, for example, what are the main differences that now he feels in terms of his own, for example, characteristics? That now he is different from the one who was before this holy month of Ramadan, for example, or not.
That's right.
For example, some people, it is something habitual for them to use, for example, sometimes bad language.
Foul language, bad language, that's right.
Yeah, for example, sometimes listen to illegal or haram kind of things.
Music.
Or sometimes watch or see some haram kind of things. So it, if it becomes like something habitual to a person, he must check himself, examine himself after the holy month of Ramadan, that now am I better?
All right.
Now when I want to control my eyes, am I successful to control it better as compared to the before the holy month of Ramadan? Or now again, I'm very carelessly listening to any, for example, kind of music,
Yeah, some people might think that the fasting is only up to iftar time and after iftar time up to suhoor time, I'm not fasting
this
or something.
Year, of course.
But if fasting continues, but in terms of eyes, ears, you know, control the tongue, of the tongue, that's right. Okay.
Because iftar doesn't mean that now you're free, everything is
open.
It means that you have to be again careful
about whatever you perform. And Sayyid Zain, how to keep fresh this feeling? The month of Shawwal started, okay, it is Eid al-Fitr. So you break your fast, you eat. How to keep fresh this type of a spiritual experience that you had during the coming month after Ramadan? This is a major question.
The first aspect of it would be that we're attentive towards this. Exactly what the Sheikh said, that just because the fasting has ended doesn't mean that we are completely free, but rather, you know, those commands of Allah are still there. Yes, we don't have to fast, so those ahkam, those commands are not there, but the other commands are there. So we have to, you know, be vigilant and make sure that we don't let ourselves completely free and go. Secondly, we have to try. Right. Mm-hmm. And there's different methods that have been given to us to, inshallah, try to implement in our lives to make sure that it's we hold ourselves accountable.
Yes. Right?
One of them is the idea of muhasaba, the idea that every day we're looking at our deeds and seeing, okay, what am I doing today? What have I done today?
Yes.
Was it good or was it evil?
All right.
And without this muhasaba, you know, a person keeps doing what they're doing and they're not attentive towards, you know, are they making mistakes or not?
All right.
And the other idea is of muraqabah, that throughout the day now, I'm careful that, okay, those sins that I'm usually more likely to do, that over there I control myself.
All right.
So the idea that, okay, I'm always vigilant, I'm doing muraqabah, and I'm always, you know, accounting for myself, and I am doing muhasabah.
Yes.
So these two ideas, I think, are quite necessary that we have to continue. And I think it can't be emphasized, the idea that asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for help. Because, yes, you know, the task has been given to us that we're supposed to control ourselves and change our habits and make sure we don't go towards sins. But it's a task that is extremely, extremely difficult.
That's right.
Right? It's the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he himself called it Jihad al-Akbar, the greatest jihad, controlling of the self and taming the self. And it's very, very difficult. And yes, we're supposed to try our best, but without Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his help, it is very, very, you know, won't be able to do it.
Okay.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala purifies whomever he wills, right? And he's the one who purifies.
Very good.
Yes, we try and we give our best, but the hope has to be there in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well.
That's right. And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Viewpoints. Again, we congratulate all of you Muslims, dear brothers and sisters all around the world on this happy occasion of Eid al-Fitr, and inshallah, Palestine will be free. Tiyan al-Biso, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
شفعة أنا لها أنا